The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with the assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to The Musketeers. I'm Francis, and this show coming to you from Motueka Studio here at Fresh FM, your community radio station. We interview people on topics of interest within our community.
This is Francis from The Musketeers. Today we're here with Lex Davis, the new principal of Motueka High School. How are you settling in so far?
Oh, really well, Francis. I've just found a place to live and I've moved my family down, so that's helped me feel very settled. And I'm loving the weather down here already. I love a nice dry winter with beautiful sunny days. And I think the students at Motueka High School are really friendly and have been really welcoming and open. So that has made it really good.
That's awesome. Is this your first time as a principal?
It is.
Is it exciting?
Oh, it's very exciting, but it's also a lot of hard work. I'm learning a lot, and I've got lots of support, which has been really good. This is year 25 in education, so although I feel like I've done a lot to prepare me for this, the job is pretty special and unique. And I'm working really hard. Yeah.
What other schools have you worked in?
What other schools have I worked at? In New Zealand, my first school was in South Auckland at a wonderful place called Manurewa High School. And I've also worked at Pakuranga College, Ormiston Senior College, and Haiata Community Campus, so in places in Auckland and in Christchurch. Teaching is a really good job to take with you and go overseas with. So I was lucky enough to work at a number of schools overseas. In the United Kingdom, I worked in a city called Coventry and another city called Leeds. And then I spent the longest time teaching at a small private school called Akeley Wood School, which is in a place called Buckingham. And I've also had the pleasure to teach in the Cook Islands and work there for the Ministry of Education too. So it's been pretty cool.
What's been your favourite school to work at?
It's like choosing a favourite child, isn't that right?
Other than
Motueka High School. I think each school has taught me something and been amazing at something. Like Manurewa High School taught me about what it's like to have really good colleagues and other teachers to work with. I've got lifelong friends there. At Ormiston Senior College, that was a brand new school. So Motueka High School's very old, opened in 1955, but this school opened in 2011. So it was really exciting to think of and to do some things that were different. So that was a really exciting place to grow and explore. The school in Christchurch, Haiata Community Campus, I felt really positive as a Māori educator there, and like everyone had really big heart, and I loved the community feel of that school. And the school in the UK, it was pretty beautiful. It was set in a number of buildings. One of them was very Harry Potter, just in terms of like lots of brickwork and of that age. So that was pretty neat for a New Zealander to go over and work in a Harry Potter school.
It's really cool. Yeah, it was. To go to something like that.
Yeah, it was very cool. Yeah.
That's awesome. What inspired you to take on this career?
I don't know. As a little kid, I guess I was bossy and I kind of like used to teach my soft toys and my cousins. It was that, or shops were two of my favourite games, school or shops. So I guess I always thought that teaching might be cool. When I was at school, I thought maybe primary school teaching would be really fun. But I guess when I was at university, I really loved exploring New Zealand history and New Zealand kind of literature. So I thought, let's give English teaching and history teaching a go. So yeah, I'm lucky enough to be really happy to be excited about starting that career and knowing that, you know, some of us, I don't know if you've already know what you want to do, but some of us have that in our heads and our hearts already. So I guess I had always thought that teaching might be exciting for me.
Awesome. I'm trying to read my own writing, sorry. Is there a clear difference between each school? Have you noticed?
Oh, absolutely. You know, every school is special in its own way because they serve different families, different communities, and place has an influence, people have an influence, and how it's built and set up. This school, one of the reasons why I came to it, because it reminds me of the school I went to, because I think it's a really nice size. I really enjoy the fact that I already know students' names here, and as because I've worked at some very big schools. And that is special in its own way, but I thought, there's the school now.
It's okay.
But I thought, what I would really enjoy is that perfect size. I've said it's my Goldilocks school, not too big and not too small. I also like the fact that there's a town. A lot of the places where I've worked, the schools have been in cities, and there's a number of schools around. I've already been able to see just how important the school is to the town and how supportive the town is of the school. And I really enjoy that, and it's one of the things that it makes me excited to work here.
That's awesome. Are there any other careers that you've worked in other than teaching?
Yeah, so I started off as a trolley boy, and then I worked in my local supermarket and my local Kmart, and through retail, and I really enjoyed retail. It really taught me how to work with people of different ages. You know, as a school student, it was really important for me to be able to work with adults and older adults, just to be able to understand how, you know, to work with people of different ages and backgrounds and with different experiences. And I loved working in a supermarket at Kmart. I've also worked in the Ministry of Education, which is as an advisor for teaching and learning, and worked as what's called a facilitator, which is working on different projects that were still based in education, but like as a project leader and being like a trainer or working with groups of people in different schools. So yeah, I feel pretty privileged to be able to have done different things. But I guess why I came back to schools is I really miss the sense of community that comes from a school. You're like your own set of people with challenges to help support and solve, and with stories to tell. And they're pretty exciting places to work.
Would you like to take your first song pick?
Yeah.
Do you have any future expectations for the school?
You may or not, may not, you may or may not know, but what's happening in education is pretty big at the moment. So the government is working on new curriculums and new assessments and assessment frameworks. So there's a lot of change happening. So what I would like is to be really adaptive and flexible and make sure that whatever is coming our way works for the students here in Motueka, and sets them up for the best possible future. Like, I think that's the really exciting part of my job, is to be able to have influence on that and to try and go, how do we make things work the best? Yeah.
Do you agree with most of the curriculums that the government's coming out with?
I have reservations, and and I've spent the last 25 years trying to make the last curriculum and assessment system work. And I've had to think really carefully about that. And I think in my position, there's a phrase called that a colleague or a mentor of an educational mentor that I follow, and he said principled adaptability. So that means I hold true to the values that I think are important, but you also have to deal with what is happening. Like, I can't control everything that is happening because I'm not the government. But what I can do is I can go, well, how can we make sure that this works really well for the students that go to my school and for in our community? So I guess as a school leader, it's really important for me to make the most of what is happening, but also to go, well, where are the gaps and who needs the most support? So yeah, that's really important to me, Francis. Yeah.
It's good to know. It's always good to have a principal that's supportive. Do you have any goals you'd like Mot-Hi to achieve?
I think from what I've seen and experienced so far, I think it's special. I think does have a really warm and community atmosphere, and I'd like to make sure that that continues. I'd like to make sure that it's a really good, a safe place of learning and sets people up for their next steps, whatever that may be. I'm really excited to be able to try and support that happening. And I guess the first question that I ask, and I would love for every student to be, is to have some joy and happiness here, whatever that looks like, because that's very different for everyone. So that's a real privilege I hold close. Yeah.
Do you have any highlights working over the last 25 years?
Oh, make me feel old, Francis.
It's a good
It
question, though.
is a good question. I think the highlights for me are the people. Like, from every place that I've been, there are, even if I'm starting to forget some of the names, there are students and teachers that have really changed my life and really had an impact on me personally. And I think that's just exceptional. I think working as in education is a real people-focused kind of sector. And I think that that is what makes it challenging, because it's sometimes it can be really challenging to work with so many people, but that's also the joy. And I'm really grateful that I'm still friends with people that I've worked with, and students that I've had an impact on. It's really special.
Awesome. Do you have many lowlights throughout the years?
Oh, there are low lights. I think it can be a really challenging space because of all of the change that happens. There's been a lot of changes in the last 25 years, and you have to work really hard to keep up with that. And where schools are challenging or not happy spaces for students sometimes, it can be really difficult. There's some really, really sad and challenging things that have happened in my career, and you know, it's part and parcel of the happy things. You know, people's lives can be really hard as well, and sometimes it's hard to just be with people who are going through tough times and trying to support them.
How's it been working as a principal for the first time?
For the first time, I think there's a lot of things that I have to know about and understand. There's lots of things, you know, how to manage resources well, how to manage like the property and people, understanding and how to lead different groups of people, working with parents and families. It's quite a complex job in many ways. So it's working really quickly to get up to speed with lots of different types of work. And also being a new principal in a new town, I think moving has been another kind of added complexity. You know, figuring out a new place to be and settling in a new town. It's pretty exciting, but it's been hard work at times.
Do you get to travel much within this job?
I have been, you know, there's lots of kind of meetings and workshops and a few conferences. And that's really around kind of learning or being supported by different groups and networks. Time out of school means like that all of the work waiting at school is still there. So I'm trying to work out how to manage that best, you know, between taking advantage of opportunities and balancing the workload of making sure that I'm here. Yeah.
Have you got many exciting events coming up for the school?
Well, we just had the talent quest, and people have said that was as big and exciting, and it was 22 different acts in 3 hours of talent. So that was really cool to realise just how big it is and important for our school community. The next event like that for me is the school ball. School balls are very different in different schools. And I think, again, this is a really feels like it's going to be a community event based at school, and people are interested in what happens that night. So those are really great kind of celebratory events that are, you know, and they always bring joy. So I'm excited about that one too.
Who came up with the masquerade idea?
I'm not sure. I think there's a ball committee. So the student leaders and teachers work together on that one. So I don't know. I wear glasses, so it's hard to wear masks. So I always had to navigate that. I'd appreciate any ideas you have.
I mean, you could get decorative glasses or decorations to them.
I could put decorations on
the
glasses.
There's really good ideas you could do with that.
There we go. I think you're
really creative.
I think you're quite a stylish person, so I think maybe you could give me some good ideas.
There is an art. There's a couple art classes and there's a textiles class. So
this is true too.
There's plenty of materials to get involved with.
Yeah, maybe I need to outsource that problem.
Outsource. Would you like to take a second song pick?
Yes.
Finally, we are here now. I've been waiting all my life. Oh, every day you're all I think about. Yeah, my mind is like a river, and you always bathe in the water. Oh, I pray for you. Oh, I cry.
I cried for you. I can't believe we're here at last. Can you take me through? Touch me on my face, kiss me on my hand. Take me to a place where we found love. Show me what it means and how it's supposed to feel. You got all I need. Can we make love like it's our first time? This is nothing but a dream. Can I sleep here forever? Whoa, you're the best thing that I've ever seen. Yeah. Your face is like a superpower. You're the sun and I'm the flower. Oh, I prayed for you. Oh, I cried for you. I can't believe we hear it last. Oh, I prayed for you. Oh, I cried for you. I can't believe we hear it last. Can you take me through? Touch me on my face. My hand. Take me to a place where we find love. Show me what it means and how it's supposed to feel. You got all I need. Can we make love like it's our first time? First time.
If there is anything you would like to say to anyone who's becoming a new principal or teacher, what would that be?
If you're thinking of becoming a teacher, know that you can make real impact on people's lives in such a positive way, and that it's never boring, and that it's always changing, and always something new to work with and understand. Thinking of becoming a principal, do it. I think it will be hard work. Haven't done it for long, but I know that it's a real privilege to lead in a community.
Has this been one of your biggest challenges?
Yeah. That'll be accurate. So I'm planning to be here for a long time, not a short time, and that helps me go well. Don't have to do everything at once, and that's really important to me, to know that I can grow into and then grow with the school and the community. Yeah. So what have you enjoyed about being a student here?
I would say I have enjoyed the English classes and the media studies, even though the media studies are independent, because they don't have enough students that are willing to take media. It's all independent and you have to go to Mr. Campbell about it. But I'm enjoying that really well, even though I haven't finished it yet, but yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah.
English is also really exciting.
Mm.
I don't know how to add on to that one.
And if you could give me advice as a student of Motueka High School to how to do my job, what would that be? What's one piece of advice you'd like to give me?
One piece of advice I would like to give you is to just be yourself. And in year nine, I reckon year nine is the hardest year because everyone's still trying to be popular, pick favourites and all that, bully the week. That starts calming down in year 10, and it's all gone by year 11. So as long as you make it through to year 11, you'll be fine.
And be yourself.
Be yourself.
Yeah. And do you feel like you can be yourself here now?
Yeah. Well, I've been myself since year 9.
Oh, nice.
It's just my best advice is from my older sister.
No, oh, that's nice.
She came here and she was awesome.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Oh, one question I always ask is of senior students is, what are you going to do next?
I have no idea, but one of my biggest leads might be broadcasting school.
In Christchurch?
Or I have no idea where. Decided? It's just yeah. Hoping to get into broadcasting, but to get into broadcasting, I need my level 2. So here's hopes to getting my level 2 is like getting into broadcasting school. Other than that, all my other ideas were psychology, forensic psychology, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty intense,
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen all the stuff that you're going to do for it.
Yeah. Does it excite you?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the most important thing, is what doesn't have to be the rest of your life, just has to be next, and hopefully that you feel you can really...
If I can get the standards for it, then I'll take it on.
Yeah, nice.
Sweet.
Okay.
I think that's about it for the interview.
Okay.
Back in the studio, we would love to personally thank Lex Davies for taking time to take this interview with us, and we wish him the best of luck in his new role as principal of Mott High.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.co.nz, for our contact details.